For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Incumbent candidates did well in Springfield's elections Tuesday. Mayor Jim Langfelder won another term, as did the other top city officers and many aldermen. Voters favored Langfelder over challenger Frank Edwards by a margin of around 58% to 42%. As Josh Langfelder, one of the mayor's many siblings, noted at an election party, those numbers turned out to be significant.
28 years ago, my dad was reelected as mayor of Springfield with 58% of the vote. And my brother's going to do it again.
Family and an optimistic view of Springfield were at the center of the Langfelder campaign and in his victory speech.
So really, our brighter days are ahead, and that's what it's all about. How do we all work together?
That view contrasted with Edwards, a former alderman and fire chief, who offered a dire picture of crime and jobs and people leaving the city. When reached on election night, Edwards said Springfield would need to continue to grapple with those issues.
You know, you can beat up if you want to on the messenger. I kind of get that a little bit, but that's still the problems in our community that we need to solve.
Still, Langfelder said he appreciated Edwards for running and bringing up those concerns.
It's easy to get complacent, and we have our challenges ahead, but our brighter days are definitely ahead, and we're moving in the right direction.
Many voters agreed with him. Tricia Copeland, a retired District 186 teacher, cast her ballot Tuesday morning.
The mayor's race was a tough one for me. Honestly, not real clear-cut who I wanted to vote for. Very much pros and cons for each man. So it was a struggle.
She said, though Edwards isn't always the most polished, she likes that he's passionate. Still, she ended up voting for Langfelder. I talked to her at her polling place, where she brought the one-year-old she takes care of.
Just he's in there, just hopefully keep things moving along that are going along. And I think there's occasionally something to be said for incumbents just because of the smooth transition.
There will be several other office holders continuing their service in City Hall. City Clerk Frank Lesko won a rematch of the 2015 race, beating Rianne Hawkins by a wider margin this time. And Treasurer Misty Buescher defeated challenger Jennifer Notriano. Langfelder will be working with largely the same city council. In 8 out of 10 wards, incumbents won their seats. Aaron Conley will fill the open seat in Ward 8. The race in Ward 2 was still too close to call at the end of election night. However, current Alderman Herman Senor didn't get enough votes to win it. The two frontrunners, former Alderwoman Gail Simpson and newcomer Sean Gregory, are separated by just one vote. A recount is likely. For his part, Langfelder said he'll keep building on what he's done.
And we've laid the groundwork for downtown, for the north side, for the east side. We're going to make it happen all over Springfield.